This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. Today, we are remembering men and women who gave their lives fighting for our country in far-off places. And now we're going to hear about a group of military reenactors in Oregon who spend nearly every weekend remembering soldiers who died on American soil in the Civil War.
Honor detail, ready.
I'm a colonel.
Steve Betchert.
Aim.
I'm 57.
Fire! Load.
I'm what's called a field officer. This war took the lives of 2% of the entire American population, 620,000 Americans. It did unite the country and make it into one nation. People used to say the United States are. After the war, they said the United States is. The whole concept of being a nation came from this war. That's why we're here, is to tap people on the shoulder of the modern world and say, hello, don't forget us.
Ready! Aim! Fire!
I'm Harold Slavik. I'm the commander of the Edward D. Baker Camp No. 6, Sons of Union Veterans of the Civil War. I am wearing period correct Union uniform. This is called a sack coat. Yes, I was in the Air Force. Well, I was a cook and a baker. I never left the States. My great-great-grandfather got here in time to fight for Company K of the 54th New York Infantry for 2 years. I can say with great pride, my family has put on the uniform from the Civil War to Vietnam. And I'm very proud of that. We have the best country in the world, bar none. For all of its faults and all of its mistakes, it's still the best damn experiment going. And the fact that I bet was allowed, and my family has been allowed, to pay the rent.
Ready!
For being born under that system.
Aim!
That's where the pride comes in.
Harold Slavik and Colonel Steve Betchert. They're members of the Sons of Union Veterans of the Civil War in Springfield, Oregon. The story was produced by Jake Warga.